Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2 FY26 results conference call of Happy Square Outsourcing Services Limited, hosted by Equirus Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Dhruvi from Equirus Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, and a very good afternoon to everyone. Welcome to the H2 FY26 earnings call of Happy Square Outsourcing Services Limited. From management team, we have with us Ms. Shraddha Rajpal, Promoter and Managing Director, Ms. Deepika Undera, Whole-time Director, Mr. Sailesh Rajpal, Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Vikas Jain, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Somesh Viswakarma, Senior Accountant Manager, and Ms. Swarna Keshri, Compliance Officer and Company Secretary. The call will begin with opening remarks from the management, after which we will open the floor for Q&A. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to management for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Swarna.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining Happy Square Outsourcing Services Limited H2 FY26 earnings call. A warm welcome to all investors and stakeholders joining us today. Sincerely thank our shareholders, clients, employees, and business partners for their continued trust and support in our journey. Happy Square Outsourcing Services Limited, operating under the WhiteForce brand, continues to strengthen its position as a leading provider of workforce solutions and HR outsourcing services in India. Our services portfolio spans temporary staffing, permanent recruitment, payroll processing, compliance management, and recruitment process outsourcing, enabling organizations across industries to efficiently manage their workforce requirements. Over the years, we've built a scalable technology-driven platform that combines digital recruitment capabilities with deep industry expertise. This has enabled us to deliver workforce solutions across diverse sectors, including FMCG, retail, logistics, manufacturing, healthcare, and several other high-growth industries. During FY26, we continue to focus on strengthening our operational capabilities, expanding our client base, enhancing our technology platform, and improving execution efficiency. Our asset-light business model, coupled with growing demand for organized staffing and recruitment services, enables us to deliver steady growth while maintaining operational discipline. One of our key differentiations remains our ability to deliver rapid and efficient recruitment solutions. During the year, we maintain an industry-leading turnaround time of approximately 60 hours, enabling us to meet client requirements quickly and effectively across geographies. This operational strength has helped us build long-term client relationships and reinforce our reputation as a trusted workforce solution partner. We also continue to expand our geographical footprint and today have a presence across more than 20 states in India. Our participation on government marketplace, GeM portal platform, and growing multi-state operations has further strengthened our ability to cater to both government and private sector opportunities. Another important highlight of the year was the continued expansion of our recruitment process outsourcing business. Through our technology-enabled recruitment platform and extensive talent network, we have been able to support clients with scalable, efficient, and high-quality hiring solutions, contributing to the growth of our higher-margin service offerings. Our client base continued to grow during the year, and we serve more than 300 corporate clients across multiple sectors. This diversified customer portfolio provides resilience to our business model while creating opportunities for sustainable long-term growth. We also witnessed strong expansion in government and institutional business. During quarter four FY26, we secured 25 tenders with a total order inflow of approximately 24.13 crore. This includes seven new tenders aggregating 12.09 crore and 18 contract extensions worth rupees 12.03 crore. These reflect our strong execution capabilities, high client retention levels, and growing credibility across government and institutional customers. Coming to our financial performance, FY26 has been a year of steady growth and operational progress. For FY26, total turnover stood at 109.88 crores, registering a growth of 6.49% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at 7.86 crores, while profit after tax stood at 5.98 crores. The performance is supported by increasing client addition, higher platform engagement, growing demand for staffing solutions, and continued operational efficiency. Our H2 FY26 performance was particularly encouraging. Total turnover for H2 FY26 was 66.51 crores, reflecting a strong growth of 35.92% year-on-year. EBITDA stood at 5.10 crores, while profit after tax stood at 4.21 crores. Net profit grew by 27.20% year-on-year, demonstrating the strength of our operating model and our ability to efficiently scale the business while maintaining profitability. Looking ahead, we remain focused on strengthening our technology platform, expanding our talent ecosystem, increasing clients, growing our RPO business, and enhancing our presence across both enterprise and government segments. With increasing formalization of the workforce, rising demand for outsourced staffing solutions, and continued adoption of technology-driven recruitment process, we believe the industry offers significant long-term opportunities. Our focus is on delivering sustainable growth, improving operational efficiency, creating value for our clients, and generating long-term returns for all our stakeholders. Before we begin the discussion, I would like to thank our employees, clients, channel partners, suppliers, and shareholders for their continued support and confidence in HappyStar Outsourcing Services Limited. With that, I now hand over the call for further discussion and Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Yash with Shan Patel Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on the good sets of number. My first question is regarding the EBITDA percentage. I see it by YOY. There is a decrease of 4%. What is the reason behind that?
Like, there is an major expenses has been done last year. We have do the IPO. So there is a major expenses from that IPO side only. So that's why this is... Okay.
So, look, what is the sustainable EBITDA we can expect for FY27 and FY28?
Maybe on this 7% plus.
Okay. And what is the revenue guidance you would like to give for FY27?
27, we are targeting this, maybe on 80% growth on from the at present situation.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Nishita Shanklesha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my question. So, again, a follow-up question on the previous participant's question. You mentioned that we did some major expenses in FY26, which resulted in the decline in the EBITDA margin. So, just wanted to understand what those expenses were. And previously, we've done margins of around 9%. So, why the sustainable margin you are now guiding for 7%? Wanted to understand that as well.
No, it is, we are like investing into the this AI process and technology. That is the thing. Future, we have targeted a more growth on that part because now we have adopted the 50% AI process. So we heavily invested in this technology part. Now we are future, we are planning to come up with this 50-50% business with the involvement of AI and with the involvement of human. Once we have executed 100%, this success ratio of 50-50% or maybe 60% AI involvement and 30% is human involvement, then definitely my profit margin goes that goes on increase side also. But as of now, we invested in technology and we adopt a lot of things, and we have paid their open AI as well as then Claude we have purchased. So we invested in this process. So that is the reason behind it. But in future, once we have used this technology, then definitely our margin will increase. Right?
So when do we see that happening? Down the line, 2 years
of
later?
This year, this year. After this, we have already invested, and our pilot project is already success. We have started because we not using in technology for identify the right manpower, but we using our technology to bidding of the new government businesses also, as well as we use our technology to identify the right candidate at right time, and we created into the large number of the data bank also, where we can pool off for using our in-house data bank, as well as we have developing the partner portal also, where our franchisee and partner can connected and they can also use our AI tools. So we are planning of this multiple aspects where we are into on that way, so that we can streamline this everything into in this tech-based company, as we have already committed ki we are tech-based organization. So we go on that way only.
Right. So in FY28, can we see the margin going up?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Yeah, yeah. And we had already diversified some other portfolio also. So definitely you'll see that is more good.
Understood. And what is the growth driver for this 80% growth that you just mentioned?
The reason behind this, because as of now, we have this L1 bidder of the new government contract, and we are receiving this coming week with our biggest contract of 21 crore rupees. This is a single work order, and we have received from the government side only, this Rajasthan government. So maybe this in a week we will receive this work order, and a part of this we have one more strong pipeline from government side only. So we are committed to deliver the 40 crore rupees of work order within this month only.
Okay, so what is our pipeline, if you can quantify that?
That's why I told you we have a very strong two pipeline. One may be materialized within this week only. This is the highest work order in the history of our organization. We received, this is a single work order of 21 crore rupees. And that may be hit in this week only. Maybe we will receive within 15 days. And next, we have a strong pipeline of one more, 15 crore rupees work order. That may be hit again this coming week of this July.
Okay, understood. And my next question would be on, so in our presentation, we were mentioned our staffing numbers, recruitment numbers in FY26. So it seemed to have declined. So any reason for that?
No, there isn't which number is declined. We number hit into in this staffing businesses.
So previously, the
that time there is a geographical position has been not supporting. That quarter only we have declined the number. Otherwise, we have a very strong growth. And right now we have done we have already hired this 500 number this last 3 months. So maybe you see this strong growth in this quarter only.
Okay. Understood. Yeah. And my last question would be on, what is the investment amount in our AI processes? What is the capital that we invested?
As of now, to be honest, we planning to add on to 2.5 crore. But because this, costing of online, there is a cloud as well as the process of online deployment. Maybe it take depend on the how much data we have settled down on the cloud. So So that depends the frequency of using, because that time we cannot identify the things ki abhi jaise we have more than 1 million data. So if we can 100% will data through this technology base, or maybe we can search this data deployed to the any kind of portal, maybe on this online, either we use this Amazon or we use this other company, then maybe Google Cloud. So where we have paid a heavily amount of cost. But now this data center, India has invested a lot of company. They open their data center in India. So we are figure out something ki there is a newcomer, because now Adani as well as the other US company, Google, is already invested their India into the data center. So in future, our data center cost may be on a downside. But as of now, definitely where we migrate our lot of data bank, so we pay a heavy rent to this data centers.
Right. Okay. Understood. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one if you wish to ask questions. Our next question comes from the line of Priyan Sharma, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, sir, and congratulations for the good set of numbers. So my question is, sir, that in our balance sheet, the raw materials costs are pretty high. So what kind of costs that line like includes?
Raw material. Sanal sir, or maybe this Vikas sir.
Yes, sir. I'm getting connected. Just wait.
Vikas sir, your voice is not audible properly.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Am I audible now to everyone?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So I believe the question from our investor was regarding the raw material cost, which is getting reflected in the financial. So since this is a service company, we do not have any material cost as such majorly. The component which we are seeing is the payroll cost, the salaries which we pay of our clients, over which we charge a markup and agency fee. So that is getting covered in the cost of services consumed, which is basically the direct expenses for the company.
Got it.
So this is not the material maybe. Yeah, please go on to the next question.
My next question is, sir, that you mentioned the pipeline for the upcoming projects or the contracts which we are going to get. So is it more coming from PSUs or from private customers, sir?
Sir, we are major target into this PSU, because as of now, this Indian government is very aggressive. Previously, there was a PSU, and government is not more aggressive behind this. But now Indian government, our economy has been grow. So our government have a strong potential customer. Partly, we focus on the private player also, but previously, we target a 70% business from the top large corporate and 30% to government business or PSU. But now we are into that stage where we go with the 50-50%, 50% from the government business and 50% from the large corporate.
Got it, sir. And sir, we mentioned about the integration of AI into our system. So how exactly AI can serve the company and the systems? As well as I wanted to understand that how does the new employee hiring changes when we opt for AI instead of hiring more people?
I'll give you the one example. Suppose you hire one finance manager, maybe. So the finance manager, as of now, we have a data bank of 1 million. So we'll say ki we have more than 5,000 finance manager. So typically, if we do this recruitment industry, my recruiter will call to the first, they can shortlisting the profile. Then after, they can start calling to that recruiter, maybe approach to every finance manager. So you'll say ki 500 people we have shortlisted. So maybe there's 5 to 10 people called this 500 people, and will take up 1 week of time, and we reach this finance manager profile. Then after we have shortlisted out of 50 people, then we sourced these people to send to the client. But now after we using this AI technology, out of 5,000 people, we can identify top 50 maybe in this finance manager within a period of 5 minutes only. First, this process has been started. Now, second phase, we have started through chatbot, our AI chatbot that goes to the every shortlisted 500 finance manager profile. They can ask the question either you are interested in to relocate. Suppose this position is belong to Mumbai, but the gentleman is into Pune. So, फिर उसका मतलब ही नहीं उससे बात करने का. तो there is a first screening है that has been done via the AI only. Either we are interested to relocate or maybe they have joining from immediate basis because we need an immediate hire. अभी कहीं पे किसी का 3 months का notice period है, there is no need. So a part of this there is a budget also. We have a budget 5 lakhs on low. So we can search the 4 lakhs rupees of candidate only. We cannot search the 7 lakhs or 6 lakhs. So there is a multiple thing where the human involvement, but after this technology, there is a no human involvement has been required. Only the, final negotiation we have required on that. Part of this, we are developing in the calling part also, where our candidate can direct call. So we are build up with this technology where our machine can directly call and do this first round of session with the candidate through machine only. And we have recently build up our AI chatbot also. That is the name of Vira chatbot, Vira AI, and it's already live in our website where candidate can ask. मतलब अभी अगर candidate किसी website पे जाता है तो there is a no guidance has been available. But if this candidate reached to the White Force website, there is a Vira AI is available. And Vira AI is guide box. As of now, we have more than 3,000 live opening. So they can search ki we have a 3,000 live opening. And for you as a finance manager, so we have a 300 finance opening. You can apply for this finance opening. Then you can find out the better solution. So these things we have already built up. And this is technology. Definitely we are into strong, hope ki we create some better marks or maybe some better placement compared to the other organizers.
So sir, have we trained our models accordingly? Because we must be having some parameters, as you said, that whether the employee is ready to join from, like he is able to join immediately or not. So do we train models accordingly?
Yes. Very good question. You can understand the technology. That's why you can say this is the investment is goes on this train only. We develop our model train. We as of now we have more than 50,000 resume is read by the AI. We target to maybe an interaction of more than 1 million people through AI. Then definitely our Vira AI is much more mature. अभी आप उससे बात करेंगे तो then definitely she will reply to the related to finance accounts and they cannot reply to the technology part. Somehow there is a language barrier. So we train to the language barrier also. We train to the cross-city also. We can train to the what about the Nasik, what about the Bombay, what about the small town category, what about the work from home. This is kind of different level, but we have trained every day our Vira AI, then definitely it's goes trend. Matlab, now this we have more than a 10, we future target to read a 10,000 resume per day. As of now, they read only 500, but definitely we are into that stage where she can read a 10,000 resume.
Got it. Sir, a very small question related to this only, that in last 2 weeks back, I was reading an article where the companies were saying that because of the use of AI into the systems, the tokens are getting finished very, very quickly, right? So
Yes. This is the cost, This is the only way we have spent the money. But definitely this cloud and this. But now the future is on cutthroat. There are a lot of people are entering this business. This open AI is already cloud into a market. Gemini is already there. NVIDIA is already entering this process. So definitely we have into that stage ki we invest on that much of, we cannot stage. That's why we have developed our in-house master CPU. So first we have read on that CPU only. हम चाह रहे हैं कि वो इंटरनली रीड करे क्लाउड पे और उस पे जाके रीड ना करे, बिकॉज वहां तो हर क्लाउड हर पे करना है. बट एज ऑफ नाउ we don't have an clear-cut vision. We wait for a reduced rate. That parallelly, we have developed our in-house, process master PC, say like this, where we read this everything. So, we will in-house it when we capable lagegi humko ki theek hai ab isko master interrupt tak dalna chahiye then only we put on that.
Sir, ye apna system kab tak ready hoga? FY27 mein ho jayega matlab
definitely we have already ready. Aap jaake dekh sakte hain, Veera AI is already working, matlab and we our ETS is already working, matlab we are into that stage. 35% of the product we have already launched.
Got it, sir. Thank you for answering my question. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Vishal Mehta with VM Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, Vishal ji, you are audible. Yeah, please.
Yeah. Hi, Shailesh ji, how are you? Hope you are doing well.
All good, sir. Thanks for asking. Yeah.
Once again, congratulations for good numbers despite industry headwinds. I think we crossed 110 crore mark this year. So,
right,
I was just only two or three questions from my side. So, you said that we are targeting 80% growth this year on the top line. So, our H1 and H2, both will be same or we'll having more revenue towards H2 or almost same on, for both the half year numbers?
Sir, come again. I can't understand fully your question, sir. Please.
Well, upon your target, sir, 80% top line growth in 2027. So, first 6 months ka number, the second 6 months ka number, SRS industry mein ki first 6 months ka kam rehta hai, to apna matlab ki ye equally rehta hai, matlab growth.
Nahi, it is not like this, sir. We target on this our 40% maybe on this quarter and 40% on the next quarter, so that we have remaining 20% for the system. So if we can with this quarter 40%, we are targeted and 40% for the next quarter. So we have hand 20% only. In case we miss, then definitely we have. And also because of such good and grace of you people and the God, we are into in pipeline of 21 work order in hand. Maybe we receive within this week only. And maybe, this coming next month, July, first week, or maybe, 15 or maybe, 20 July, we have opportunity of more than 15 crore of more. So maybe you say 35 crore rupees of work order within this span of 2 months only. And this is the fresh business. Yeah.
Okay, from the existing, this is the fresh business. Or sir, yeah. EBITDA margin ko bula raha, toh apan roughly, last time, so the 9% EBITDA margin or 7% net profit margin we are targeting, right? So, that may be 7% EBITDA margin. So, net profit margin, matlab we are targeting 7% or EBITDA margin 7% pure saal ke liye.
We are try our best if we shifting our 100% into in this tech base, then definitely we deliver our commitment and we more than that whatever we have committed. Because if the technology proper in place, then definitely our cost will go down. But as of now, definitely there is an expense, a space where we invest in highly into the technology, then definitely we are facing this challenge.
Right. And for full year 28, any guidance for 27 so 20
guidance in terms of revenue growth percentage from 27. We are targeting this year we 20 and almost we have crossed 200 plus and definitely we will cross a 300 plus.
Okay, 20 we are targeting 300 plus. By 20, if the system implement, then you know that margins will grow, right?
हां डेफिनेटली मार्जिन ग्रो होगा क्योंकि बिकॉज़ अभी कॉस्टिंग में और चीजें एनालिसिस में जो कॉस्ट इन्वॉल्व थी मैन पावर डेफिनेटली वो रिड्यूस हो रहा है एंड फ्यूचर वी आर टारगेटिंग कि इसको काफी लो बेस पे लेके आए हम लोग
थैंक यू टेक केयर ऑफ
योरसेल्फ एंड थैंक यू राइट सेम थैंक यू वेरी मच थैंक यू वेरी मच
थैंक यू पार्टिसिपेंट्स यू मे प्रेस स्टार एंड 1 टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन. Our next question comes from the line of Jitin from EnrichWise Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity and good evening all. And congratulations for all the good numbers that you achieved. Am I audible?
Yeah, Jitin, you are audible, sir. Audible.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, sir. So there are several questions from my side. So the first question is, sir, actually, your FY26 revenue grew to almost 109 crores. But
yes,
that means largely flat, if we see. So any specific factors or any specific key factors I would like to ask that impacted profitability despite the revenue growth?
Yes, sir, we have already discussed this last year. We have done a lot of investment in this IPO process. That is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have it this, and future now we spend a lot of money into in this technology, AI, and this internal process. So we spend this. So we have committed to 7%. That is the reason.
Yeah. Okay. So more investment in AI will definitely increase profitability.
Yeah. Definitely, we are into in that place. Once we implement 100% this AI, we target this 27 key. We complete our 100% investment into in technology. Maybe 20% will be remaining, because every time tech is need a new coming up technology, then we have to adopt. But basic function we have completing this year only, and 30% we have already completed, and we have live our Vira AI, Vira AI, especially for this helping to the candidate for a placement. This is already live, and this is into our website only.
Okay.
And we have already lived our app also, where Vira AI is, also advised to the candidate to how to, either the candidate is fresher or either candidate can experience. So this AI will guide to the hiring process. And this is our first very big project that we have already lived.
Okay, so as you just mentioned, that means most of the investment will get completed by this year, means FY27.
Yeah, definitely.
Completed by FY28, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, what is the current revenue mix between staffing or recruitment, if we talk about, or payroll management or compliance and services as well, and RPO? And sir, as well, how do you expect this mix to evolve? What the question, sir?
Next involve, because we are not focused on the RPO. We do this staffing, we do this RPO process, we do this hiring also. So we complete solution. Mm-hmm. We create a one umbrella where you can find out everything, either it's related to recruitment, either it's related to temp staffing, either it's related to government business, or either is related to recruitment process outsourcing, or either it's related to payroll processing. Everything you can find out in the single umbrella.
Compliance services as well, sir? Compliance.
Yeah. Definitely compliance services, sir. And apart of this, we have provided the client side to our attendance payroll mechanism system also. Now our app has been live. There is a Whiteforce, and we have a Whiteforce payroll plus attendance mechanism also. If candidate can find out their live location, where the candidate is working, and this candidate has been everything. Suppose there is a people who are appoint 100 people, and they need some monitoring of their 100 people. So we'll give you the everyday morning mein usne kahan se start kiya, evening mein kahan close kiya, either ghar baith ke attendance laga raha tha, whatever kind of thing, anything related to sales, either related to their attendance mechanism or related to payroll management system. We are into 100% live, and we are this app based process. So everything is in live. And this is a value addition. As of now, we are offering the free of cost to create a more dependency to my clients into my system, so that in future we can charge through app also, and app based we value added services. In future, this maybe next quarter or after mid of this year, we charging our value addition services to our client. As of now, we are offering a free of cost.
Okay. Okay, and sir, question regarding the expansion part of the company. So, as the company has achieved good enough numbers, and because of that, the company has expanded significantly across India, if we talk about the country. So, sir, are there any plans to establish overseas operations or international?
Yes, we are targeting, despitely to this India and this Europe government, very well, they have signed the one MOU between the European country and Indian company. was there is in parliament, this bill has been passed by the Europe government and Indian government, maybe in this quarter only. So definitely we have an open chance to complete Europe. And there is in Europe, they cover up the large country like London, Scotland, and mother country. And a part of this, we have already applied our license also. And most probably in this quarter end, we have received our license also in this this quarter only. So definitely we have started our operation to overseas also.
Okay. So there are definite plans.
Yeah, definitely. We are into in pipeline ki, either this quarter or maybe, you know, within next quarter. If half of this year, we have 100% of our operation has been started in overseas market.
Okay. And sir, the company is actually targeting growth through the general staffing or the RPO services as well and geographical expansion as we just discussed about. So which of these segments will be the primary growth drivers for the next 2 to 3 years or 4 years as well?
Sir, we don't want to in coming, maybe, you know, this year, we don't want to, we are a staffing company. We want to the part of the organization where can organization need the support system of any, either is related to their growth and technology part kind of organization. We change our vision as well as the process also. Support, there is an organization who need a manpower, who need a future growth expansion, who need the profitability and who need the support level of technology. So we want not to the outsource the HR, we want to complete solution process where can company can identify their overall growth strategy part. So we note in the future, we are not targeting only staffing. We target something else apart of staffing related to their business expansion, profitability and tech part. So we complete as a tech-driven organization and we are into that stage in this next year, maybe after completing this 27. We are not a staffing company. We are a complete technology-based company, that is. And tech company where you have a problem, we provide the solution, that is. Either is related to manpower, either is related to HR, or either is related to your organizational growth system. That is our core vision.
Okay, sir. So as you just mentioned that apart from staffing, so are there any specific segments that you would like to mention by taking specific names or couple of segments?
We are very much strong. Our vision into in this data center, and we are very much growth into in this EV segment, and we are very much strong into in this. Petroleum replacement of this LNG as well as the new technology and solar vision system where solar can replace to this fuel. So definitely we are more into in this new technology based company where they have used their solar system as well as the EV system and that battery can replace to a multiple things. So we are into focus on the automobile and there is some kind of robotic technology who can adopt by the Indian people also and future also. So we are very much strong into this robotic technology.
Okay.
And in future, we are also part to involve our facility management service, this technology, so that this manpower has been placed and this robot can, use this process. That is our vision.
Okay, sir. Thank you for all the
information.
And just last two questions. So, Mahesh, just two more questions, sir. Your revenue from the other segment grew significantly in FY26. So, you are saying. And so, sir, can the management break that down into the key industries driving that growth? Any breakup of that? Is possible?
As of now, we can say that complete breakup.
So
we are into, can you repeat your question? What exactly you want to ask?
Sir, my question is, can the management provide a breakdown of the industries that drove this growth? Any breakup of that? Other segment I am talking about.
Other segment. other segment apart of this that we have already working, or what exactly?
Other segment that are already working it. I mean,
sir. हाँ मतलब वी आर ऑलरेडी वर्किंग दिस लार्ज कॉर्पोरेट एज वेल एज द पीयूसी एंड द डिफेंस टेक्नोलॉजी एंड डिफेंस कंपनी वी हैव यू सी देयर इज अ मेजर बिजनेस रेवेन्यू कम फ्रॉम द बोथ साइड प्रीवियसली वी आर इनटू 70% इनटू द लार्ज कॉर्पोरेट बट एज ऑफ नाउ दिस वी आर इनटू दैट स्टेज दिस 40% इनटू गवर्नमेंट बिजनेस एंड 60% इनटू दिस लार्ज कॉर्पोरेट बट दिस ईयर You see this 50-50% of both industry, either in government land, large PUC, as well as the large corporate and the new startup.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And last one from my side. What shall be the key milestones that investors should track over the next 18 months, if I talk about, in terms of client additions, staffing deployment, and technology additions as well, and the profitability
sir,
as well?
We are the first company in the India market who using the AI driven system hiring process, and we launch our Bira AI. No other company is launched their any kind of AI product. We launch this Bira AI. There is a first debut. We already into in this AI technology driven process. So this ATS and software mechanism, we cannot pay any kind of single money to the outside of vendor. Everything is technology developed by our in-house team only, and we have a strong IT team where who will be develop this process. This is the first reason. Second reason, we are creating this both 50-50%. Some our large competitor is depend on the large corporate only, but we now on, and there is some competitor who are into in government business only. But in you see our books, we are the only company who will be targeting this 50-50% of the business. Second thing. Third thing, sir, we are in future, we are not only a staffing company. We are the complete solution provider company who provide the complete solution related to this. So we don't want to create our hands to say ki we are the only staffing company. We are creating for technology. And that based, we are into tech-based company. And that is the thing. We develop our in-house training module also, as well as the this course also where we provided the extended right process. So these are the three major milestones, and no one can focus on that way. And this is the fourth important topic. Some already our major competitor who listed in this market, they are into an, a kind of elephant, and we are in that stage where we are into in this very small place. So we have enough time to create on and reach of that level. That is the thing.
Okay, sir, that was it from my side for now. Thank you so much for all for the information provided, and all the very best for future as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, you may please press star and one on your touchtone telephones. Our next question comes from the line of Praful Jawad, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can management share any details about the current deal pipeline? Are there any significant contracts or client mandates under discussion that could materially impact financial year 2027 performance?
Yes, sir. We have already discussed previously also. We are into the very strong pipeline of 21 crore rupees of work order, single work order from through Rajasthan government, and we received this work order within a 15 days of time. A part of this, we have a very strong pipeline of more than 15 crore rupees of work order that would be the materialized maybe this July first week, or maybe next week, maybe the middle of, or maybe last July. 15 crore rupees of work order. So we'll say this 35 crore rupees of work order we have received within a span period of 50 days or maybe 60 days only.
Okay, sir. And one more question. Given the rising wage environment, how much pricing power does the company have to pass on increased employee costs to clients, and what impact could this have on margins?
Sir, we target to adopt our in-house AI into the hiring process. So we are not focused into the normal staffing company who do this recruitment business through the manpower based. We are already using a 30% AI tools And in future, we are into at a stage where the 50% work done through the AI and 50% done work through the manpower involvement.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Dhruvi for closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
On behalf of Happy Square Outsourcing Services Limited and Equibridge Advisors, I would like to thank everyone for taking the time to join today's conference call. Should you have any further queries, please feel free to connect with us at info@equibridge.com. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Equibridge Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.